Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished entrepreneur from New Jersey, USA, Mr. Shiva Nararaja. Shiva, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. Shiva is the president and co-founder of Jogo Health, which is the digital therapeutics company that uses wearable sensors and artificial intelligence to treat stroke, Parkinson's disease, chronic lower back pain, and urinary incontinence. And Shiva is also an author, and I know all of you know that I'm very partial to authors. Shiva is an author of two books. So Shiva, let's start about your journey with Jogo. Tell me about this venture.
Sure, Ashutosh. So Jogo actually is my second venture. So I came to the US 22 years ago. My parents were originally from India, but I grew up in Sri Lanka. I was born and brought up in an area that's not very much known in Sri Lanka. It's the tea plantations where the Indian labor were originally brought by the British. So my parents were part of that community where it's, by United Nations, that's one of the lowest developed community in the entire world, even if you compare to Africa, right? From a human development index perspective, education perspective. I always joke around in Sri Lanka, it has 94% literacy rate. The 6% is actually in the area where I was born and brought up. So that's where I was born and brought up. And I lived in Sri Lanka for a while. I mean, of course, that's where I grew up, educated. Then US called me because I was in software. At that time, I guess they ran out of engineers in India and they came to Sri Lanka to hire people. So so I got came to US through, just like anyone else, through an H-1B visa. I worked here. Then I was in the pharmaceutical industry where I was we were developing software for a company and I was a software engineer. So my first venture started with that particular company where I found an interesting problem, went to my management and told them, listen, I think there is a particular issue. We can solve this with our software. They said, no, we don't want to get into that area. We are focused on some other area. Then it's like burning inside me. I mean, this is a problem that's existing and we should solve. If you want to particularly ask what the problem was originally, it was because it has a relevance to the pandemic right now. The companies have side effects, right? Drug side effects. Many of them are known, many of them are unknown, right? So there are some whistleblowers sometimes from companies talk about certain things, especially pharmaceutical companies. Number one, hey, this drug has this side effects. Nobody's talking about it. Number two, this drug has been prescribed by doctors for diseases that are not meant for, right? It's called off-label promotion. So this particular problem was, there was one individual who whistleblew this on a blog, right? Saying this large pharmaceutical company is promoting this drug in the wrong way. And that normally doesn't go up to the CEOs, right? CEOs don't know about it. CEOs, most of them want to do the right thing. So in New Jersey, there's a court which actually held this company responsible for not discovering this because this guy already knew about it. So that there was no defense for them saying, this guy wrote in a blog and how come you didn't know about this, right? So the problem was this company said, hey, you know, you need to find a software to monitor these things to see what side effects that people are having that without us knowing, right? So I was, at that time, there was no AI. It was mostly machine learning, natural language processing. This is, I proposed this saying that, hey, let's go and do this. And those guys said, no. So one good day I quit my job and I said, listen, I told my wife, listen, we have to go and go and do this, as my wife was supportive and, she was working. I thought she's going to take care of my bills. So I quit my first job and I started this company. 2 days later, my wife gets laid off because that was during the first financial crisis. Right? So now here we are with without a job, and both of us are without a job in New Jersey. You could see how that turned out to be. Mm-hmm. So we had to downgrade ourselves, and we started a smaller life back to apartments and things like that. Anyway, so that was my first venture, mm-hmm. but it became a good success. So the success I'm telling is the company grew so much. Within 3 years, we got acquired by one of the largest clinical research organizations, the world called IQVIA. It's a $50 billion company. They have 70,000 employees. Bangalore already has about 5,000 employees. It's a US-based company. IQVIA also has an interesting history. Cognizant, if you know the company, was a spin-off of originally from IQVIA. So,
oh, wow.
So IQVIA is a large company. So they acquired me. I ran the AI business for IQVIA. So the interesting thing, that product that I built, Ashutosh, is currently used by Moderna and Pfizer to monitor the vaccine side effects.
Right? Wow. Okay.
So that's why I wanted to connect the dots to see how this is something that we built. So I was leading the AI business within IQVIA. Then I met these researchers from NYU, New York University, who were developing Jago. So basically, Jago is a sensor that goes on the body, and there is an AI machine learning based app which can train your brain to recover from neuromuscular conditions. Let's take stroke, for example, right? So stroke, someone had a stroke, and you get paralysis, and you go for physical therapy. Physical therapy will get you up to some point, but many patients are still not recovered, right? Still, they have paralysis, bedridden, right? So what Jago does is, so they had a blood clot in the brain. That portion of the brain that controls the muscular part, fails. But according to neural plasticity, which the brain's own ability to rewire, you can train different parts of the brain to take over the responsibility for that part, right? Because your brain is not 100% used, right? Even with small percentage, we are making so many good things and bad things in this world. Right. But so the science is, you can actually train the brain where the healthier part of the brain can take over the damaged part of the brain. And if you know the neural plasticity, it actually started with Professor Ramachandran from India, and he's the one who originally describe how this would work. So I was fascinated. I knew about neuroplasticity, and I was within IQVIA. I was working on digital therapeutics. So digital therapeutics is a new classification where the FDA in the US said software could be medicine, right? Software could be medicine.
I see.
So in the past, you have molecules where you put a pill and you know, for diabetes or whatever, right? Then you have medical devices, right? But lately they said software, which actually trains the brain, right, through neuroplasticity, could also be medicine. So they created this thing called digital therapeutics, which is software as a medical device, right? You can use software to treat diseases by changing behavior, right, or changing neuroplasticity. So this falls under that. So I was fascinated by that part where I was working with the FDA. So when these researchers from NYU came in, one of them, Jago stands for actually Joseph and Gordon. Joseph Brudney is a celebrated neurologist in the world. He's well known. Gordon Silverman is an engineer and a cognitive neuroscientist. Both of them worked on this with the help of IBM back in the days. Then Sanjay is the person I met. He's the one who came to me and originally for funding, right? Mm-hmm. They were looking for funding for this. I was fascinated. I wrote a check immediately after I saw this product, and I became an angel investor in the company back in 2016.
Okay.
So 2016, I become an investor. Then 2017, they first treated a patient who did not recover from stroke. Then in Atlanta, from New York, they remotely treated this patient. I was fascinated how this patient went back to work. Then they treated one of my relatives who had Parkinson's disease. Jago doesn't treat Parkinson's, but it helps manage the tremors. You know, when you have tremors, you can train the brain to calm down and you can reduce the tremor. Then one of my another relative who had chronic lower back pain, when you have back pain, right?
Yeah.
You go to physical therapy, only gets you to some extent. But most of the time, chronic back pain or any chronic pain, Ashutosh, is a brain problem. Your brain thinks that your body is having some issues and it keeps building up muscle tension in your body. And it's anxiety, muscle tension builds up, and you get chronic pain. So you can't do anything about it other than just live with it, because there's no underlying cause to it. It's just the brain thinks your body is having some issues. Same with cancer pain, right? So we treated her, my one of my relatives. She had 14 years of pain, and that's amazing. But the thing that changed me was one of my brother's friend's daughter in Nasik, right, in India. She had cerebral palsy. She still has cerebral palsy.
Okay.
13-year-old child. Dad carries her to the bathroom every day. She can't walk. So we treat her from New York. And about 3 months later, for the first time, she stands up, right, with some support. Of course, she could go to the bathroom by herself. Imagine for a 13-year-old girl.
Amazing.
And that day, I decided, this is just before the pandemic started, I'm going to quit my job again and I'm going to join Jogo. So I went to my management and said, listen, I'm going to leave the company. This company is amazing. I'm going to join. So that's how we became a co-founder, and we took the company out of the lab, Ashutosh, and we launched it in during the pandemic. That's basically what my story is.
What an amazing journey you've had, and what an amazing start to Jogo. I mean, fantastic, or Jogo. But tell me, Shiva, you know, you gave me some amazing examples of stroke and Parkinson's disease and chronic low pain and you also spoke to me about cerebral palsy. Yeah, are all these related to a neurological condition?
Yes. So neuromuscular conditions, Ashutosh. Your brain controls the muscles, right? Your brain is the one which controls the muscles.
Correct.
Sometimes your brain and the muscle, the highway, has accidents, right? So let's take chronic low back pain very specifically. You may think how that is related, right? So you had an injury, you did not sleep well, or you had some back problem. Then you go to physical therapy. Physical therapy would have fixed the problem. But the brain still has residual thinking, hey, I had pain. It hasn't fixed. So the pain is a neural signaling problem, right? It's not a disease, right? Correct. It still remembers the pain and still thinks you have something going on. And then... it creates muscle tension, spasms in the body, and that creates anxiety, and that's a vicious cycle, right? Wow. You need to break that. So same with cancer pain. So Jog also treats cancer pain. So cancer pain, you have cancer, brain thinks something's wrong in your body, you're taking care of it, or you can't do anything about it, but it tells you to go take care of it, right? You need to calm down the brain. So that's how then you create muscle tension in your body, right? Wow. It's a new area, Ashutosh, this whole understanding of neural signaling for pain was only very recent. Actually, only last year, Lancet, the medical journal, it's called the Bible Medical Journal, they wrote an editorial claiming that you cannot treat chronic pain with medicine because you have to treat the underlying cause, which is the neural signal issue, right? And let's take cerebral palsy. Cerebral palsy is essentially a stroke when a child has... during childbirth, right? Something goes wrong during childbirth. Their brain has an accident, and then it's a neural issue. Then you get muscular. Same as a stroke for a child, right? Then Parkinson's, we don't treat Parkinson's, right? We actually treat the symptoms of Parkinson's.
Correct.
So what happens in Parkinson's, nobody knows what really in the underlying, what happens, but your brain thinks something's going on and you start getting tremors, right? You can teach the brain to calm down for that particular tremor. So we only treat the tremor in Parkinson's. We don't treat the underlying cause because we don't know what the underlying cause is. So anywhere there is a muscle and a brain involved, we can do. Things that we don't treat, we still don't have data, is ALS and things like that. We don't know how to treat. And Alzheimer's, we don't have. Right. So we don't know how to go. So anything muscular later, right?
So tell me, this is some kind of a device that we wear or add on to a part of our body, and it does some signaling, is it? Or
It doesn't send any electric signal into the body.
Okay.
Right. So you wear a small sensor, right? I can show you a demo if you want at some point. So you wear a sensor and it reads the electric signal from the muscle. Right. And it then communicates that electric signal to an app.
Okay.
On a tablet PC through Bluetooth, right? And that app is where all the magic happens. The app trains the brain. So there's no electric signal going inside the body, right?
I see.
You're telling the brain that you have forgotten about this muscle, right? Mm. There's something. So something going on. So essentially, let's think about you had an accident and you have forgotten how to go to that side of the road now.
Correct, right? Correct.
And you have to create a detour. diversion, like now.
So what you're really saying is this is one way of training the brain.
Yes, it is essentially training the brain, connecting the muscle and brain signals back. The science is not new, Ashutosh. The science existed for many, many years. Mm-hmm. In some ways, you know, some of our, you know, meditation techniques do the same thing too, mm-hmm. right, to the body, right? Mm-hmm. It's mind-body medicine, basically. Mm-hmm. But it is scientifically proven, right? We don't just claim anything without any clinical evidence, right? So we do clinical
And all your products are available, you know, in the market, or are you still at an experimental stage?
No, we are FDA cleared, Ashutosh. We are FDA cleared. Wow. We got our FDA clearance last year, 2020, during the pandemic. Mm. The reason we got FDA clearance, Ashutosh, two reasons. This is not new science. What I'm talking about is existed for many, many years. Mm. So if you go to Mayo Clinic, for example, or some large hospital, they still have these old machines, these large machines, which they actually treat patients. In India, some large hospitals used to have. Mm. So the machines that they built long ago were actually very unfriendly and not technically advanced because this requires a lot of software work, which didn't exist those days, right? Mm. So we kind of created a newer version of this old machine, right? Yeah. Mm. So it's not new science. So the science existed, sure. FDA. FDA, we looked at, okay, you just basically created a new version of a consumable version of the old science. So let's think of, I mean, talking to doctors, only 0.1% of doctors are even aware of this particular modality existing. Because there's a study in school, med school, one subject about this. And this is doable, but no one has seen anything working. And this move on, right?
But you know, the amazing thing, Shiva, is that you're saying 0.1% of doctors are aware. I would say, you know, 0.1 of that 1% of the consumers who are affected are probably aware. And that at least there is hope on each of these.
Yes.
You know, I mean, what you even mentioned about cancer, I think that would, you know, I'm hoping that through our conversation, many, many people will get to hear about what you are doing. Because, you know, these are such frightening diseases.
Cancer specifically, Ashutosh, cancer, we don't treat cancer, right? That's just to be clear. Yeah. Cancer pain, right? That's what we treat. Yep, exactly. Cancer pain
can be. And, you know, what you're really saying is that the brain is such a powerful organ that it can make you rethink a lot of the paradigms within our own body.
We still don't know our capacity of the brain, right?
Correct.
So the foundational interesting thing about what we are doing is, although the science existed for a very long time, like 40, 50 years, this is like mRNA technology, 1960s, you know, it was invented, but it took 60 years to come to fruition.
Correct. Mm.
Same thing with this science. Mm. It existed since the 1950s, right? Mm. But nobody figured out how to get this into the patient's home, patient's hand, number one. Number two, nobody knew how this is impacting the body. They knew it's working. Mm. They don't know why it's working, right? There was no scientific evidence. But now with fMRI technology, right? Functional MRI technology, we can actually show in the brain that it has changed, right? So we can say in the images, right? You can see. So a good example of how this is very simple to understand, Ashutosh, if I have 1 minute to explain this.
Yeah.
Harvard Medical School did a study. They are our research partners. So all our research happens at Harvard Medical School. But this is not related to jogging, but the science, right? Mm-hmm. So London taxi drivers. I don't know whether you know, London taxi drivers have to memorize the London city's map.
Yeah.
They you can't rely on
Google GPS. Maps. Yeah.
Google Maps. So the test is they have to drive around and around and around. They have to essentially create a spatial map of London in their head.
Mm.
So when they did a brain scan of these London taxi drivers versus some taxi drivers from the rest of the world, they saw the London taxi drivers had a bigger brain, especially the hippocampus of the brain, right, was bigger because of neural plasticity. It has been rewired because they have to remember this huge spatial map, right?
Mm.
So that kind of shows the neural plasticity of the brain. You can actually change and have physical changes happen in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tapping into the same principle. You can train the brain to basically rewire, right? It's still unexplored. Many areas we don't even know of how the brain works. But the science, the modality existed for a very, very long time. But now after fMRI is when people are understanding why this is happening, right? And
that's fascinating. But tell me, you know, how does someone who has a challenge reach out to Jago or your colleagues? I mean, is there consult available? Is there is this knowledge available widely amongst doctors? How do people reach out?
Right. So we just received FDA clearance, right, Ashutosh? We could not go to market without FDA clearance, right? So we got the FDA clearance, and first we are launching, we had to get our license. So we got our first license in Massachusetts because we are, you know, mostly based on all our research there. So Massachusetts is granted a license to treat patients.
Mm-hmm.
So they can, you know, right now in the US, we can directly treat patients only in Massachusetts. We are getting a new New York license because we just started, right?
Mm-hmm.
After this call, I'm traveling to Ohio. One hospital is trying to incorporate Jago, especially for chronic lower back pain. In India, we also got our clearance, right?
Okay.
India, we are piloting in Chennai because Sanjay is from Chennai, co-founder. So we have a clinic in India. We are planning to, of course, we'll be pan-India soon. Right now in India, we might have treated close to 5,000 patients since we launched.
Mm.
Yeah. And India, mostly our focus has been on urinary incontinence and stroke. Urinary incontinence, currently in India, there are no treatments, Ashutosh, especially when men go through prostate surgery, right?
Correct.
After prostate surgery, they develop incontinence. Mm. Or women after childbirth, after two or three, second childbirth, they develop. Even elderly, after 60 years, we are all going to develop incontinence, right? So that is something that we...
So is incontinence curable?
Yes, it is curable. Sometimes 100%, sometimes 70%, 80%, depending on where you are in the journey. Non-invasively without any medication, right? And this science has shown for a very long time this works. So we work with hospitals in India. So basically how the treatment is provided, Ashutosh, it has to be prescribed by a doctor, right? So we need to first educate the doctor, right? So we have right now in some major brands in India, in Chennai, hospitals have them. So the way the treatment is given, because there are no trained professionals yet, Jago provides the trained professionals as well. So we have what we call pop-up clinics, or Jago as a service clinic, JAS we call it, right? JAS, like SAS, JAS. So either they can come directly to our Kava clinic in Chennai, or we have pop-up clinics in hospitals where they can get the treatment at hospitals. Most it's Jago trained professional, Jago employees going there and providing until it becomes ubiquitous in terms of training. We have requests from Mumbai, Delhi to come and start. I have built companies before. Ashutosh, we need to get the business model right before we go in. India is a complex market, right? Each state has different, things. And also, you know, incontinence is a taboo topic and we need to educate patients. But we have patients coming from like Delhi, Mumbai, coming
to the US.
Yeah, to US and also Chennai, they're coming to get treatment.
Okay, fascinating. Shiva, on that note, I mean, I can keep talking to you because you've got such a fascinating story, but we're running out of time.
Yes.
So I really want to just say thank you, Shiva, for speaking to me. I mean, for me, this was a conversation where I just say, wow, you know, I mean, I didn't know such technology existed. I didn't know that Jogo has the technology, even though you very modestly said that it's been in existence for many, many years. But I think what you are doing is probably going to save the lives of God knows how many people once they get to know that there is a solution of training our brain to be able to start, you know, managing the challenges that we have in our own bodies.
Exactly.
Thank you again.
Not invasively without medication, Ashutosh. That's the major thing.
Thank you again for talking to me, and thank you for everything that you're doing for people. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Ashutosh. Thanks for the time.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.